Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to the Art of Healing podcast. This is Dr. Charlize, and I hope wherever you are well, and whatever you're doing, it's going well for you. I'm hoping you're feeling love and blessings and abundance. So for today's episode, we're going to talk about investing in your health. So there are a number of ways to invest in your health. It's a number of ways you can approach it. So I kind of want to take that idea and sort of turn it upside down on its head. And during this episode, we're just going to talk about the various ways you can invest in your health through time, through research, through nutrition, through habits, as well as through finance. And to get us started, I like to just jump in as to what you invest in and why invest in your health. I practice medicine in the United States, and I think most of us listening are aware that although the United States is relatively wealthy in some ways as compared to other countries in the world, one place we're not necessarily wealthy in is health. So there's interesting numbers that have been around for decades as far as how much the average American spends on their health in money and cash as compared to our return on investment. And so I think it's pretty well known that in the United States, we spend more than anyone else in the world, yet on most of our major health parameters, we don't score the top at all. We score pretty lowly as far as mortality, illness, maternal health, and we definitely don't outpace anyone as far as preventing chronic disease and just living a good life well until your older years. We do know that there's countries called blue zones. These blue zone countries are regions in the world where people live to be 100 years old and do it well. I'll actually put a link to the book, the best-selling book and the research that generated this concept of blue zones. So unfortunately, although in the United States, you can spend a lot to try to stay healthy, we really don't get our return on investment. The reasons why here in the United States we don't get a return on our investment is really long, so we won't really get into that in this podcast. But one thing I would like to think about, or we're going to discuss today, is when we're thinking about our health, what does it mean to invest in our health? Why do we want to invest in our health? How are the ways we can invest in our health? And does it always require cash? Not really. So let's explore that. So what is one of the ways that you can invest in your health that doesn't directly cost money? And for me, one of the ways you can invest in a healthier body and a healthier mind is simply time. So carving out time that's intentional, that you purposely intend won't be used for anything else, just for your health. Hey, if you can do even 10 minutes a day, to me, that might be worth thousands of dollars. So how can you invest your time as far as being healthy? So I see it, you can do it a number of ways. But for one thing, you can take time to have time for meditation. So even in my own practice, and I advise my own patients, that one of the ways that you can invest in being healthy is setting time aside to meditate. As you listeners know, I'm a Reiki practitioner. So for me, that's also taking time to do Reiki. So like sometimes in my mornings or sometimes at bedtime, I might take myself to bed earlier so that I could perform a Reiki session on myself to just, you know, release any energy, release anything I don't want. Or sometimes even midday, you know, like around lunch period, you might even have 5 minutes just to do some breath work. You can also invest in your health with time for healthy movement. I used to say exercise, but I don't like that term because we know we need to exercise, but sometimes it just takes on that connotation of punishment. So I've really like the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine is where I started to hear this term, healthy movement, being used a lot more. So taking time to invest in healthy movement. And I like to, when I talk to my patients, I'll reframe it that way, because when we take away just the exercise and we say healthy movement, we've opened up things like taking a stroll, doing yoga, playing with your kids, just dancing around your living room to a song you like. We've kind of opened up a world where we can get that movement in, but it's not so restricted to it can only be at a gym. It can only be this way. We say healthy movement. It might be decluttering, or healthy movement might be, you know, gardening, but that's an investment, is, you know, healthy movement. Also, investing in time that you will devote to creating health. So making sure that you make the time that you can have your nutrition support your health, which could look a number of ways. Make sure you have the time that you can have the healthy movement, just rearranging your schedule, which means that you sometimes have to say no to some things. Making sure that you invest the time to be around friends and family, which helps their health and your health. So investing your time doesn't necessarily have to cost you money. Now, of course, we all have to earn a living or have a vocation. So, you know, and I work full time as well. So when you're having to work full time and juggle multiple responsibilities, to some people, they think it's a sacrifice. But if you see it as an investment, sometimes you just need to sit down and look at your schedule, rearrange your priorities. For my busy patients, especially juggling families, sometimes I'll ask them to write down a list of things that they need to do during a day, a task list, then go back over that task list and ask which those actually requires you to do. And I even do this for myself on a regular basis. And it turns out a lot of those tasks don't necessarily require you to do them, or don't require you to do them that day. And so it might be possible to reprioritize, move that task list to somewhere else. Or does it even need to be done if it buys you back 5 minutes or 10 minutes or maybe even an hour of your day to invest in your health? The next way you can invest in your health that doesn't necessarily require money, but you can spend money, is research and learning. The task of learning and learning to be healthier is a worthy task. It's worth doing. And depending on how you approach it, it can pay you back in thousands and thousands of dollars. So what's a good way to invest with research in order to invest in your health? Well, honestly, one of those you're doing right now. So I frequently will recommend to my own patients podcast, listening to podcasts about health. So, you know, this is a nice medium. Most of them are free, although some of them are maybe like require a subscription, but most are going to be free. They're everywhere. They're easily accessible. And there's a lot of reputable podcast creators whose information they stand behind and they trust. So for instance, you know, I'm a practicing physician. I'm an internal medicine doctor. I'm a Reiki master. I treat patients. I treat Reiki clients. So the information I share with you is from my heart, from my soul. It's also science-driven and evidence-based medicine. And in the show notes, I'll actually include a list of podcasts that I like. But when I'm working with some of my patients that we talk about how they can begin to educate themselves, because, you know, if we're not healthy and we're not feeling well, you have to learn how you got there. And learning how you got there, it's not so easy, especially if the nature of your life and the just the rhythm of your life just hasn't allowed you to do it. Or maybe you have a background where you came from abuse, so you don't necessarily feel privileged enough to love your body and engage in your health. So actually learning about your health can be a major undertaking. So podcast is a great way to get started with learning about your health. And I'll put in the show notes some of my favorite podcasts that I like to learn from. Another way you can invest in your health, this one actually doesn't require money and often just gets forgotten, probably because it's not so glamorous, is the public library. The public library, most of us have access to some kind of public library, has a wealth, just a bank of health knowledge, wellness knowledge, well-published authors, best-selling authors, all kinds of forms, audiobooks, regular books, cookbooks. A lot of my patients, when we're sitting down and we're figuring out how we're going to get you healthier, how we're going to get you feeling better, just completely forget that the public library is available to them. So one place to start, if you haven't done this, is just make sure you have your library card. And if you don't have your library card, don't forget that likely you have access to it. You probably just need to walk into a local library branch, ask them about getting a card, and start browsing their shelves. I actually use the public library. I love libraries. I'm a library junkie. So when there's time in my own city, I have my favorite libraries and some libraries I go for this or for that. But one of the things I like about library research in my own health is when I want to try recipe books. So it's a great place to look at various recipe books, check them out, try them. And I've ended up purchasing recipe books because I tried them for a week or two after I checked them out at the library. So don't forget, free, doesn't cost you anything. You can invest in your health by making sure you've got your library card ready and you can get in there and get some books. I did almost forget to mention that many libraries now offer online services. It's not unusual for libraries to offer ebooks that you can download to your favorite device. And again, maybe just not so glamorous, I'm not sure. And we have so many of the popular apps that have kind of taken over that space, but your public library probably has it too. These next couple of recommendations, investments in your health, I can't quite say don't cost money, because now we are getting into the money part of it. But I want to just reframe and discuss a way to approach it so that it's accessible to all of us. Just a way to see it a little bit differently. So when I'm working with a lot of my diabetic patients, some of them working two or three jobs and a side gig, working two or three jobs with children or grandchildren to support or parents to support. So they're maxed on every front. You know, they're working a lot, don't get enough time to sleep. And then on top of that, they have to figure out how to eat. And when we get down to the part about eating healthy, this is from their perception, then just feels overwhelming and impossible. How can I eat healthy? It costs too much. So our next way to invest in your health is thinking about where you invest your money as far as where you get your food. So the most common statement that I hear is, I can't afford to eat healthy. Organic cost too much. Healthy foods cost too much, and I can't afford that. So this is a completely understandable statement. I definitely understand. And particularly for someone who might be at a point where they're very, very busy. In my medical practice, people that are initially diagnosed with diabetes, a lot of times that's not the only thing going on in their lives. For a person that's newly diagnosed with diabetes, we have medical science that tells us that the diabetic diagnosis often is coinciding with a diagnosis of depression. It's often occurring after trauma, grief, or loss. So they usually have a lot on their plate, and then the health thing also gets rolled into there. So when we start to discuss where are you eating, what are you eating, and you know, if the diet is mostly centered around, you know, processed foods, fast foods, and so immediately I can pin down this person's drinking 5 or 6 sodas a day. All of that sugar is what's making them diabetic. And then when we start to discuss alternatives, you know, I do feel the resistance because the soda's cheap. It's caffeinated. It's everywhere. It's easy to access. It stores easy. So I understand all of that. But when it's time to think about investing in our health, you know, something that's fast like a soda does give you that quick energy burst. It will, because it's got sugar. Our brains love sugar. Depending on the soda, it has caffeine in it. So of course you get that quick energy burst. But then what is it giving you the next 12 hours or the next 3 days, even the next week? That's where it gets challenging. So how can you invest in nutrition and see it in a way that it's not breaking the bank? So my first recommendation on how to invest in nutrition, I'm actually going to reference back to the time investment. So one of the first things you can do to invest in making better health choices is just making sure you have the time for it. And depending on where you are in life, that may not be possible to do that all at once. So it's not unreasonable to think about your schedule. Have a look, and rather than see the blocks, like see the times that you're so busy, you don't have time, you're at work, or you're on your way to get your kids, or, you know, all these things that might block it, start to look for the spaces. Look for spaces where there may be, you know, time to select a different grocery store. Look for spaces where you could pre-prepare or meal prep, because, you know, living in modern times, we do have the advantage that we can preserve things in our home to make for healthier meals later. Look for those kind of advantages, and you might find out that there actually can be time to make healthier meals, healthy meal choices. It just may not be apparent if you've been real busy and kind of doing the same thing all the time. But just see if that time investment is there. The next way that you can invest in healthier nutrition is by not only examining where you shop, but don't forget about bulk foods. So many grocery stores have a section in the store where there are certain staples that will be in staples that could be in a healthier diet, but they're not prepackaged for you. They're just in a big bulk bin. But sometimes if you go in that aisle, you can find things like gluten-free flours, healthier cereals. You can find some nut mixes in the bulk food aisles that sometimes cost, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but can cost half of what you would pay if you went and bought the package part of it. So whatever your favorite grocery store is, make sure there's not a bulk foods aisle that you may have been rushing past going to get the, you know, the usual staples in your diet, or wherever you live, just start to shop at a different grocery store and see if there's a part of the store that has bulk foods. And by buying some of your staples there, you can actually save quite a bit of money. Another recommendation I frequently give to my patients is that there was, you know, I don't know if that information, where it exactly came from, but as far as fruits and vegetables, and I prefer organic, but sometimes they're not available, or sometimes, you know, the cost is prohibitive, but frozen versions of fruits and vegetables work, and getting the frozen versions in can save quite a bit of money, and then gives you the option of having that frozen staple later to make. The advice I often give my patients is when you start to shop for your food, start in the produce aisle, go by what looks appealing, try to find organic, and then if you're not finding what you're looking for there, then proceed to the frozen food aisle. And most frozen food sections in the grocery store will have organic versions of your favorite fruits and vegetables, and they are nutritionally sound. When they're frozen, it actually still works, and a lot of times the frozen produce costs less. And finally, a way to invest in your health that does cost money, but is worth considering is working with an integrative practitioner or a functional medicine practitioner. So these services generally aren't covered by insurance in the United States in some parts and places. There may be some coverage or some reimbursement, but for the most part, on the patient side, it is a cash investment as well as a time investment and an emotional investment to sign up with a practitioner where you have to pay up front. However, this investment is the biggest statement you can make to feeling better, a big investment you can make into your bank of health so that you start thinking about how you're living now so that hopefully you reap the benefits 10 years from now or 20 years from now. But of course, it is a significant cost. It does cost money. So ways to do it, of course, is, you know, you can save or maybe divert from somewhere else. But I will refer back to my first three pieces of recommendation that if you're thinking of working with a functional medicine doctor, but you're thinking, I don't have the money for that, well, start with making sure you have the time. Start with doing your research. So whoever you're considering working with, they probably have a website. They maybe probably have a book. They probably have something that they've produced that you can read or follow. A lot of healthcare practitioners, doctors, nurse practitioners, functional medicine doctors have created an online course. And by completing the course, you can still glean that knowledge. So you're still getting the investment, but it might actually be something that's more affordable. So if there's someone you're wanting to work with, don't rule it out at all. Just reconsider how you'll do it. Sort of turn that upside down. And one of the things that you can consider if it's something you're investing or you're thinking about investing and working with a functional medicine provider, such as myself, is, you know, spend the time getting to know them. So for me, I have a podcast. So, you know, you could definitely listen to my podcast episodes and get to know me through there. Many have books, websites. Again, you know, just spend that time. But even as you're doing it, the way to see that is definitely not a waste. Even if you decide not to work with a person at that point, probably you've learned something. Probably you've learned some kind of habit, some kind of piece of knowledge that you can take that can help you to start feeling better. So nothing's wasted. Nothing's wasted at all. So however you choose to invest in your health, I hope that it ends up being more than worth your time. I know it will be. So no matter if the investment is with time, with research, with reading, with listening, with learning, however you do it, or actually investing, just know that just by setting that intention, you're setting out to the universe that you want to feel better. So you're going to get your return on investment one way or the other. So in any case, it's absolutely worth it. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, I am Dr. Charlize. It's so good to connect with you. Check your show notes for information, for details, for ways that we can stay connected and ways that you can work with me. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.